And he joins me now, the star of Psych 3. This is Gus James Rodé Rodriguez. James, how are we doing today?
I have a grand total of 3 complaints, none of which involve you. So,
well, that's a good start for me.
You're not going to hear about any of them.
Hopefully, we don't add a fourth to the list by the end of this interview. We're talking though about Psych 3. And one thing I wanted to start off with, just right out of the gate, with this movie and really all the Psych films, is I see you're credited as the co-writer of each of the 3 Psych films. When did you start kind of contributing from a writing perspective to the Psych series?
I was very fortunate in that Steve Franks, the greatest show creator a young actor could ever hope to land with, offered me the opportunity in the first season, which is ludicrous. To start writing on the show. He knew that I had written a little bit before Psych. I'm a big horror fan. He wanted to do a Halloween episode in like the first season. And he was like, hey, you want to do this with me? And I could not believe it. I was very lucky in that the writing started in the first season, like, and I didn't even have to ask for it.
Oh, wow. That's kind of crazy. Now, do you get intimidated though by the writing process? Because when you sit down there in front of a blank piece of paper trying to come up with dialogue and compelling stories and jokes and all this stuff, is it ever intimidating to you?
It absolutely can be, depending on the project. I think earlier in my writing career, when I was sort of like a baby to the process, I was a lot more precious about things, and I think I would create my own challenges that maybe didn't even need to be there. As time has gone on, I think I've learned a ton. I've had some great mentors. I kind of approach it in a completely different, I think, healthier way. And the great thing about these Psych movies is we've been doing them for so long. They kind of write themselves. Like, we have to have an idea and a shell, or the loose blueprint of some sort of mystery. But that's how we got away with making 120 episodes of television. So why would it stop us now? And then from there, it's just all the same fun stuff that, you know, that we love to do. And that kind of flows pretty easily from both of us.
Well, I would think as a writer, you'd be married to the words, but I also feel like Psych has a real improv feel at times, right? Like, I can tell you're on the set just shooting stuff off the wall. How do you not get married to your words as the actor also who helped write these?
My personal experience is that I'm never married to the words. Every writer is different. And I think a lot of your experience is informed by the jobs that you've had. Psych was, you know, a blessing in 8 years of my life. And we had the real estate and the liberty to go off the page and create in the moment. And we did do a ton of improvising, and Steve was the captain of the ship who was okay with that. And when you do it for that long, it's sort of impossible for it to not creep into your DNA as a writer as well. So I basically present any script that I write as like, here's sort of like an architect's attempt at telling this story. Now all bets are off. If we can beat it, let's beat it. If you got something that's funnier, let's make it funnier. If we're absolutely sort of, you know, if what's on the page feels like the best version of what we got, dope. Let's do that, and even easier. But I love to challenge actors to sort of make my words better and then take unabashed credit for it later.
I love it. Now, this is Gus. This is the third Psych film in this Peacock era. Is it hard to take these little breaks off, work on other projects, and then come back to Psych and have everything rolling? Because I would think in a season, you have whatever it is, 16 episodes to 20 episodes, to where you can kind of, as it goes along, get everything tighter and working more cohesively. Do you ever find it to be a challenge, or is it like we're picking right back up?
I would say the only time it ever felt remotely challenging was coming back to do the first movie, because even though we sort of knew that there was always a pretty good chance that we were going to come back and do something, you know, after an 8-year run, there is a certain sense of closure. You wrap it up, you say your goodbyes, you hug it out. I think mentally, psychologically, emotionally, you sort of move on. And then, you know, to come back to that initially after everybody was like, okay, what next? This is next. I think there was, except for Dulé, the bastard, who showed zero signs of rust at all. But I think the rest of us did have to take a moment to sort of like, oh, right. Yeah, this skin, got to get back into this. Ever since then, it's been like no time has passed. I mean, we come back together. We were making each other laugh before the cameras even roll. And we all, you know, we all know these characters about as well as we know them ourselves. So it's a pretty seamless process. I think that just that one little window of like, psych is over. Psych is not actually over. What was psych? And then wanting to do it justice and wanting the fans to feel like, you know, we were every bit as invested as we ever were. We had to get over that little baby hump, which took us probably 2 shooting days on the first movie. And then boom, man, we were just back. We've been back ever since.
Yeah. Each of them, I think, has been, you know, they've been unique journeys in the pantheon of Psych, but they've been fun for fans. Like we've liked them all 3 of these movies. Psych 3 might be my favorite of this trilogy of the films. Now, this one's centered around Gus and things going on in his personal life. But I talked to Dulé and I asked him a couple of things that I want to ask you the same, because some of my favorite things in Psych are, well, 2 of my favorite things is, and this is my partner and Gus, don't be right. And then follow up with whatever it is. I asked Dulé his 2 favorite of those. So I want to ask you the same. What is your favorite? And this is my partner.
I feel like I have I reserve the right to answer this question differently anytime it's asked of me, because
sure,
I,
absolutely,
it, you know, it's
like, it's, what's your favorite Star mood? Wars? We can just
my mood. What is my mood today? If you know, you want to go sentimental, you can go back to the very first one, which I think Dulé does a lot. I think his answer is usually Silly Pants Jackson, because it sort of launched the bit.
That was his answer to me.
Yeah, but there's so many good ones and so many ridiculous ones. I always thought Jet Blackness was pretty good. because we said in the same episode that could also double as his porn name. So for today, my answer is Jet Blackness.
Jet Blackness. Now the other one, Gus, don't be. I can tell you my favorite one.
Give it to me, Brad.
My favorite one is Gus, don't be both Ashley Simpson albums.
That's pretty rich, dude.
That was a great one.
I'm going to go with one that's so specific. And I honestly don't know if the origin was lost on, may have been lost on everybody. And maybe it just sounded funny or just the idea was funny. But there's a movie called, I think, what was it called? In Good Company. With Topher Grace. It was when Topher was like, he got his shot at like being romantic.
Is that the one with Dennis Quaid or something like that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And if you watch that movie, you get to the end and it's so clear that they did a reshoot, right? Because the movie ends and it must not have tested well or something. So they have this, like, clearly they shot it in 2 hours shot of Topher like running on the beach. And like, it's just him, and like he gets a phone call or something. And that was sort of how they decided they would fix it. And it's so obvious, like, because you can tell that it was shot by a different DP. It just felt kind of rushed and like, oh, it happens, right? It happens all the time. So I think we had a Gus, don't be Topher Grace running on the beach at the end of In Good Company. But it's so many levels, you know, you have to start with, okay, this was a reshoot. That's why we're going to poke fun at it. And then you have to hope that maybe someone has actually seen that movie. And then you have to hope that if they did see the movie, it occurred to them, oh, this ending felt really tacked on. And if you can put all those pieces together,
the joke lands.
You can appreciate that one.
I love it. Psych 3, This Is Gus, comes out on Peacock November the 18th. James Rodé Rodriguez. Last thing, Steve Frank says there's going to be 3 more of these films. Right. He says, even in emails, he signs it, you know, Psych 3 of 6 and things of that nature. Where do we go next? I'm pushing him on time travel. I think we've talked to you about it before. I want time travel so bad. But where do you want to see it go next?
He wants time travel so bad. You know, that was sort of the one that got away from us that we could never quite crack over the course of the series. But it was on the board at the beginning of every season. Like, how do we do time travel? I know it's always sort of ruminating in Steve's mind. And if we could come up with a way to do it, I would be all for it. You know, the one rule we've always sort of followed, and this is like Steve's only rule. It's literally, it's one rule, is that, you know, psych has to exist in the real sort of material world. He never wanted to open it up to, well, what if there are ghosts? What if there, you know, what if all these, because I think he sort of felt like what made it so fun is that no matter how much it looks like A, it's always going to be B. And so that's what made time travel tricky, because how do you craft an entire story where people think they're time traveling, but actually aren't? So if we can figure that out, I can tell you, you might get your wish. For me, I think, you know, I would agree with you that Psych 3, if you just look at the movies just themselves, is probably the closest we've come to threading the needle in the way that we did on the series. It kind of feels like an extension of the show to me, whereas, you know, the first movie was an attempt to, like, what does Psych look like as a movie? Like, how do we make it feel bigger? How do we spend more money? You know, Psych 2 was certainly a lot of fun, but I think, you know, we took some lefts and rights to kind of try and make it feel different, and like we were evolving. And with this movie, we're like, let's just go back to what the fans love and what we know we can execute well. And, you know, the fact that it was COVID and all that stuff kind of just helped the cause, and everything made sense. So now that we've done that, and I think done it well, I would love to just sort of blow it wide open. And I think if there's going to be six of these movies, there should probably be one that just feels like a departure, like the, you know, like the one in the sequence that kind of exists out on an island. I think we need to do that one too. And
Moonraker.
Yeah, exactly. We need to do our version of that. And I don't know if it'll be next or the one after the next or where it fits into the sequencing, but I will look forward to doing something that's just a complete sort of outlier, because we can get away with that on Psych, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, Psych 3, this is Gus. Peacock on November the 18th, James Rodé Rodriguez. Hopefully I didn't become the fourth complaint in your day, and I appreciate your time, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Brad. Your stash is real. You're real. We love the fact that you're a fan and know the show. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, James Rodé. Thanks.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?